The Medellin versus Texas case pits President Bush against the courts in his home state of Texas, with the president and the U.S. Justice Department arguing on the side of a man convicted of rape and murder. No one is arguing that the convicted felon is innocent. In 1993, Jose Medellin signed a confession that provided gruesome details about how he and five fellow gang members raped and murdered two teenage girls in Houston. After being convicted, Medellin and four others were given the death penalty, but Medellin later appealed based on the failure of police to inform him of his right to contact the Mexican consulate to seek legal assistance after he had informed them that he was a Mexican citizen. The state rejected this appeal on the grounds that he had not brought it up in the original trial. But in 2004, Mexico won a judgment from the International Court of Justice at The Hague, ordering the United States to review such cases. The United States is obligated to inform foreign nationals of their right to speak to their nation's consuls under the 1963 Vienna Convention. In February 2005, President Bush ordered courts in Texas and elsewhere to review cases to comply with the international court ruling. The state of Texas argues that the president exceeded his authority in doing this and that he should have gone to Congress to seek legislation allowing a direct appeal to the federal courts in cases involving the Vienna Convention. University of Texas law professor Ernest Young is among constitutional scholars who filed a Friends of the Court appeal arguing that the president did exceed his constitutional authority in this case, but he says there are many issues involved here and it's difficult to say how the Supreme Court might rule.
The justices who want to respect international law the most, who are also the judges who are most anti-death penalty, you know, the four liberals on the court, they're also the most suspicious of broad presidential powers. And on the other hand, the justices who are most into broad presidential powers are, you know, in favor of the death penalty and skeptical of international law.
Young says the controversy surrounding this case and many others involving the Vienna Convention have made it less likely that local police will fail to inform foreign suspects of their rights. But he says it's a difficult rule to implement since the federal government that signed the international treaty has little control over the state and local authorities who are expected to carry it out.
You're counting on, you know, tens of thousands of state and local people to be the primary enforcer of this obligation to tell foreign nationals about their rights. It's also made difficult by the fact that foreign nationals are often going to be reluctant to say that they're a foreign national because, you know, they might be here illegally.
Although attorneys from both sides will present their arguments in the case on Wednesday, the nine Supreme Court justices are not expected to make a decision until sometime next year. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.